on the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Authorities are warning that they expect the death toll from the floods that hit parts of the Eastern Cape to continue to rise as more bodies continue to be found. A memorial service for 92 flood victims is currently underway at the King Sabata Dalinyebo College in Mthatha. Nearly a week ago, torrential rains left a trail of destruction, damaging homes and infrastructure across the province. Scores were also left displaced. Today's been declared a provincial day of mourning. Eastern Cape Cocktail MEC's Olilea Williams has addressed the families of the victims.
It is the first time we experience so many dead bodies, some of whom are not yet found. The grieving families are today gathered here. The wound is too deep because some of them have not yet received their loved ones.
Moving to Gauteng, Floyd Shivambu says he has not left the MK party. The former EFF member who moved over to the party in August last year earlier addressed the media in Midrand. It's after the MK party removed him as Secretary General. He was demoted to an ordinary MP following his trip to Malawi to visit wanted fugitive Pastor Shepherd Bushiri. Shivambu has revealed that he will now go on to a nationwide consultation to decide whether he should form a political party.
If Mkhonto we Sizwe believes that going to listen to the people violates the constitution, it will tell me that listening to the people is a violation of the constitution. I will not resign. I said I will never resign from Mkhonto we Sizwe. And I still stick by the decision and the communication that I made that it was the best decision ever to join Mkhonto we Sizwe.
Back home, the DA in KZN says it will maintain its position as vigilant opposition within the government of provincial unity. This week marks 1 year since the GPU took office in the wake of the 2024 general elections. KZN Finance MEC and provincial DA leader Francois Rogers says the party will continue to hold its GPU colleagues accountable.
We've shown quite clearly that where there are failures in government, our colleagues who are the chair or are members of portfolios will, without fear or favour, raise concerns. But it just shows you how a government of provincial unity can operate.
On the international front, Hungarian police have banned the country's main Pride March from taking place in Budapest next week. This despite the capital's mayor, who's vowed to hold it despite the interdiction. Since Prime Minister Viktor Orban returned to power in 2010, Hungary has passed a series of laws which have been criticized for curtailing the rights of the country's sexual and gender minorities in the name of child protection. Your top story this hour. Authorities are warning that they expect the death toll from the floods that hit parts of the Eastern Cape to continue to rise. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.